his reflections, the dog froze in surprise. In the middle of the hall, he could see a whole pack of dogs surrounding him from all sides, from above and below. The dog bared his teeth and barked. All the reflections responded to it in the same way. Frightened, the dog barked frantically. The dog's reflections imitated the dog and increased it many times. The dog barked even harder, but the echo was magnified. The dog tossed from one side to another while his reflection also tossed around, snapping their teeth. Next morning, the museum security guard found the miserable, lifeless dog surrounded by thousands of reflections of the lifeless dog. There was nobody to harm the dog. The dog died by fighting with his own reflections. Yes, the world doesn't bring good or evil on its own. Everything that is happening around us is the reflection of our own thoughts, feelings, wishes, and actions. The world is a big mirror. So let's strike a good pose.
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So basically, what I'm trying to say is there's a reason where all the hadith or basically, the narration reports says, "Ana عند ظن عبدي بي." It's a hadith Qudsi. Basically, it means it's revelation, but it's not Quran, right? Y'all know what it is. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I interact with my servant based on the opinion my servant has regarding me." But if we expand our heart, if we have positivity within ourselves and a good sense of self-worth, that I am worthy of this goodness, I am worthy of these bounties, I am worthy of these blessings, I am worthy of happiness, of success, whether spiritual or material, because Allah wants it to be so. Then I will open the possibilities for myself to receive these blessings in life. And once these possibilities are available to me, I will strive in the direction of attaining them. And striving toward the direction of attaining any sort of goodness in life is not possible without reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trusting in His power and His justice. Sometimes this brings us back to the verses in the Quran where Allah says, often you like something and it's not good for you, and often you dislike something, you detest it, and it's actually in truth good for you. Perhaps I don't like the process of working long hours, staying up late to cram textbooks into my head, or waking up early to work out, or so many other sacrifices I have to make in life in order to get anywhere. But there isn't anyone who doesn't like accomplishment. There isn't anyone who doesn't like success. And we can only get there by allowing the idea, entertaining the idea that it is possible for us to receive it. And the thing is, the potential and the possibilities entirely exist within us. Like the Quran says, وَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We created the human soul, we created the human essence, and it was, and good and bad were inculcated to it. It has the potential to do either, and it's totally up to the human soul or the nafs itself to choose which path it wants to take. So you see, the potential and the possibilities already exist within us to the fullest of their capacities. It's entirely up to us which one we want to tap into and which one we want to manifest in our lives. So at the end of the day, Allah never forced us to do anything. He didn't force us to receive His bounties. He didn't force us to be good or be bad. He gave us the power. He showed us the path. He even defined for us what is good and what is bad. He taught us how to get to it. And He was like, it's up to you. Whatever you choose in life, you're just going to meet the consequences. But if I constantly tell myself that I am deserving of good things, I deserve to be good, I deserve prosperity in this world and the hereafter, I deserve to live up to my fullest potential and to really gain that which I am worthy of, which is the satisfaction of Allah and an eternal life and prosperity in heaven. Like the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, your life is worth Jannah. Your life is worth heaven. Don't bargain for anything less than that. When I truly believe in that and know that Allah has already put the power, the ability, the talent, the skills, He's equipped me with the skills that I need in order to achieve those things in life, then I can move forward. And I can move forward with confidence, because I know this is the route I'm meant to take. If I don't believe in myself, and I constantly doubt myself, and I will project that into the outer world, and it will manifest for me, because I'm constantly scared and frightened and anxious of taking a step forward. And if I don't take any steps forward, I won't succeed. And then I will fail and I'd be like, ha, see, I told you so. I'm a total loser. I don't deserve anything good in life. It all comes down to mindset and attitude and how we choose to view ourselves, and the world around us, and the opportunities we allow ourselves because of the worth we define for ourselves. Like Imam Ali said, our life is worth heaven. Our life is worth eternal proximity to a kind, merciful, just, beautiful creator. And we should not settle for anything less. Thank you for being with us on this episode of The Lantern. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
Amerik Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who is taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, September 19th, 2021. I'm Atefa Irfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and your messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English radio programs. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard in this program. Do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. So please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program, the Sunday program. And I have to note here that many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very important and very useful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL from us. So, here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Abdul Alim from Bangladesh, Nicholas Lynch from New Zealand, and Alan Willie from Canada. Abdul Alim, Nicholas, and Alan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. So many thanks for sending us reception reports. And of course, we have so many letters and emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails. Today, we have many fascinating emails from around the world. First of all, here we have an email from Maje Yanchara from Poland. We have an email from Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. From Portugal, we have an email from Paulo Duarte, who is one of our regular listeners. From another regular listener, we have an email from Martin Steiner from Australia. And the last but not the least is an email from Howard Barnett, one of our regular listeners from England. Many thanks for sending us emails and letters from around the world. So, after a short break, I will be back with these fascinating emails. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and you just heard a very beautiful piece of Iranian traditional music. And as I said, we have an email from Poland. This email is from Maje Yanchara. For your information, Maje Yanchara, our great listener from Poland, has written the right pronunciation of his name, because I don't know Polish, and he has thankfully has written the right pronunciation of his name so that I can pronounce his name rightfully. So thank you, Maje Yanchara. So Maje Yanchara from Poland says, "Dear the staff of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I'm glad to say that I listen to your station on shortwave here in Lublin, Poland. The signal was strong, with little noise and a slight fading, but not making transmission difficult to understand. Narrow bandwidth was necessary due to squeak from other station in wide mode. I am a young shortwave listener. I like to listen to your radio broadcast because they help me learn more about Iranian culture. I also love listening to archive programs on your website. My favorites are Iranian Market and Close Up Iran. I hope you find my report useful and would be grateful for confirming my reception with an EQSL. It's understandable you're not sending paper QSLs during the pandemic. I hope I will be able to obtain it next time. Best regards. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Maciej Janczara from Poland. Many thanks for writing this amazing email to IRIB English Radio, and it seems that you're carefully following our programs in IRIB English Radio, and you know many things about it. That's great. We have you with us. So we are so happy that you found the reception great. As you said, the signal was strong and only you had a little noise. So that's great. And we are so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are heard in your region in Lublin, Poland. It's great. So, you listen to the programs Iranian Market and Close Up Iran. Of course, you said you listen to the archives. Yes. So, the archives are available at our website. But on Mondays, Close Up Iran is being broadcast at IRIB English Radio. That's great. We are so happy that you reflected your views about our programs in your email. So, Maciej Janczara, many thanks again for writing this email to us. Continue doing so. We are waiting for another email from you, Maciej, from Poland. Many thanks. And from Bangladesh, as I said, we have an email from Abu Sayed. Abu Sayed from Bangladesh says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I'm very happy to get your email. For some time, I could not access your website from Bangladesh. However, the problem is no more at the moment. Your website is always very interesting. It would be great if we can receive a paper QSL card from your side again, because in my opinion, it plays an effective role in increasing the listener of your interesting radio. We are always with you and hope our relationship deepens. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. We are so happy that there is this relationship between us and you, and we also hope that our relationship deepens and deepens more and more. We all wish you all the best. Many thanks for writing this interesting email. Of course, we hope that we could soon send you a paper QSL card, and as you know, most of our listeners around the world like the paper QSL card. It's something like listening to shortwave or traditional radio. It's more palpable and it's pleasant. Yes, I know it. But according to international laws regarding the coronavirus pandemic, for the time being, we just can send our dear listeners eQSLs. So please be patient until the coronavirus is over around the world, and then we can send our dear listeners paper QSL cards and the promotional items of IRIB English Radio. Okay, many thanks for writing this email to us. We are so happy to have you with us, and we hope this relationship deepens. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other amazing emails from around the world. And now, here we have an email from Portugal. This email is from Paulo Duarte, one of our regular listeners. So, Paulo says, "Thank you for your reply. I'd like to receive QSL cards from your radio station, but unfortunately, I don't listen shortwave radios anymore, and the only way I access your broadcast is internet. And of course, I listen to your radio via your website, and I have to say that your website condition is very good. I just don't know about your program's schedule. Could you please send me a copy of that, please? Salam and warmest greetings to you, Paulo Duarte, from Portugal. And I do express my appreciations to you for sending us this email. So, you said you don't listen to shortwave radio stations anymore. Why don't you tell us why you don't do that? We want to know why you don't listen to shortwave radio anymore. But fortunately, you have access to our broadcast through internet. That's great. And we're so happy you enjoy the programs and the condition of the website. That's great. And you mentioned something about the paper QSL cards. And as I have mentioned several times during the programs, it's not possible because of the coronavirus. And regarding your request about sending you program schedule, you can find our program's schedule through our website. Yes, it's on our website, the program's schedule and the frequency schedule. There you can find it. And it's not possible to send you a copy of that because of coronavirus pandemic. So soon after the corona is over, we will send you what you have requested. Paulo Duarte from Portugal, many thanks for writing to us. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So please write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. And from Australia, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Martin Snainer. Martin says, "Hi, IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for your EQSL card. It is unfortunate that your QSL card was rejected by our mailing system, and I appreciate that you went to the effort of sending out the EQSL. Kind regards." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Martin Steiner from Australia, and many thanks for reflecting your views about EQSL and QSL cards through this email. Of course, we resume sending QSL cards after the pandemic is over, and my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. Write to us soon, Martin, from Australia, and tell us your views about our programs. And now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Howard Barnett. Stay with us. You heard a piece of Iranian traditional music again. Well, as I said, here we have an email from England. This is from Howard Barnett, one of our regular listeners, who says, "Dear Sir or Madam at IRIB English Radio, hello again. I thought I'd send you another reception report. I tuned into your radio station via internet. What I heard was the program Discovering Islam. This was a talk about Islamic literature, Quran, and God. This was followed by a station announcement, then some music. Next, you advertise your programs, then the program In the Limelight, which talked about the coronavirus. I will be delighted to receive another EQSL. Yours sincerely." Salam. Hello. Warmest greetings to you, Howard Barnett from England. Many thanks for writing this email to us. So, you tuned in to our radio via internet. So why don't you listen to IRM English Radio via shortwave or traditional radio? Tell us why. So, and what you caught was a program, Discovering Islam, and then talking about Islamic literature, the Noble Quran, and God. And you also heard the station announcement and then some music. And it seems that you also listened to our program In the Limelight. So, Howard Barnett from England, why don't you tell us your views about our programs? Tell us which program or programs you like the best. So, my colleagues, Howard Barnett, will send you soon an EQSL card. Yes, wait for one of them. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future, Howard Barnett from England. So, dear listeners, time tells me that we have to skip to the next section of our program, which is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Yes, I'm 61 years of age. I'm a shortwave listener. I've been a shortwave listener for many, many years, listening to international broadcasts from all over the world. Well, I'm very glad that you are remaining on shortwave. Some international broadcasters have ceased broadcasting on shortwave in favor of the internet or satellite, but I'm glad that your station is remaining on shortwave and does put out a good signal here in Western Europe. So I'm very pleased to say that you're going against the trend of leaving shortwave, and you are remaining on shortwave. And I believe that is very, very important, because there are many people who still do listen around the world on shortwave. Well, your broadcasts are very very factual and very informative, and give a good view of your opinion on world events, and I find them quite interesting.
And before we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, I again thanks those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports and letters, including Majie Yanchara, Howard Barnett, Paulo Duarte, Martin Steiner, Abu Sayed, Alan Willey, Nicholas Lynch, and Abdul Alim. Keep in touch with IRB English Radio, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wa innal ladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirati 'ani صراط لناكبون.
But indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter are deviating from the path.
As you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 74th verse. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. And verily, those who do not believe in hereafter are deviating from the way. This verse was clearly talking about the fact that having faith in resurrection will keep the people upon the straight path, and lack of faith in resurrection will make the people deviate from it. In the previous program, we also touched upon a few characteristics of the true leaders, the divine men of the Almighty Allah, whose only mission was to propagate religion of Allah. So, only the Prophet's family, Ahlul Bayt, possessed these noble qualities, and that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "The likeness of my Ahlul Bayt and progeny is similar to Noah's ark. Those who embark upon this ship will be saved, and those who do not embark upon it will be drowned." This tradition, dear listeners, has been narrated by 100 of great Sunni scholars, and among the Shi'i scholars it has gained the state of successive transmission, or tawatur. It has been mentioned in the books of Al-Ghadir, Ihqaqul Haqq, and also Nafahatul Azhar. In this context, there is another famous tradition that has been successively transmitted by the Shi'is and Sunnis. Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari said, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, we have known Allah and His Apostle, then who is this Ulul Amr, those that Allah has made their obedience the same as your obedience?" Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "O Jabir, they are after me, my successors and the guides of Muslims. The first of them is Ali ibn Abi Talib, then Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and then Ali ibn al-Hussein, then Muhammad ibn Ali, known in the Torah as Baqir, whom you will see. And O Jabir, when you visit him, give my regards to him, and after him there is Sadiq, and after him there is Musa ibn Ja'far, then Ali ibn Musa, then Muhammad ibn Ali, and then Ali ibn Muhammad, and then Hassan ibn Ali, and after him there comes Al-Qa'im, whose name and surname is the same as mine."
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The Holy Prophet introduces this 12th Imam. He goes on saying, He is Allah's authority on the earth and His remainder amongst His servants. He is the son of Imam Hassan ibn Ali. And this is the very personality by whose hands Allah will open the east and the west of the worlds. And this is the very personality who will be absent from His followers and His lovers, in which His mastership cannot be proved by a statement of anyone except for the one whose heart Allah tests for faith. Dear listeners, this tradition has been quoted in the commentary of Surah An-Nisa, in the 59th verse. Again, this tradition has been narrated in many other books. So, these are the true successors of the Holy Prophet, the true divine leaders. It is also narrated from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Ali is the gate of my knowledge, and after me he will tell my people what has been sent to me. After me, loving him is to have faith, and being hostile towards him will be hypocrisy. Looking at him with affection will be worship. Also, it has been cited in the book of Wasila from Salama, the Prophet's wife, who said that the Prophet said, Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam and his Shi'is will be successful on the day of resurrection. That's why understanding and knowing the characteristics of the true Imams is so important. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ Those who do not believe in hereafter are deviating from the way. Thank you for staying with us in this program, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. B English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I'm Atal, the host of this program. This series of Viewpoints is concerned with the thoughts and speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadiq. Sheikh Sadiq, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, very happy to be with you.
You're welcome, brother. And Sheikh Qasim, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the important concept of hope. In a very short speech by Imam Khamenei, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of Iran, this important topic has been tackled, that what is hope and what is the true meaning of hope. Nowadays, I have to again refer back to these very important situations that we are living in during COVID-19. The people hope very much that the vaccination should be done, and that the true medicine to this coronavirus is found. These are all hopes. Or the doctors and the nurses all around the world can help us. This is the hope that the people have. This is one type of hope. The other type of hope that we are looking for is the divine one. The type of hope that has roots in the divinity. How do you define that, Sheikh Qasim, for us? I mean, what type of hope is that?
I believe that again have to be centralized on the way that we understand and we believe in the reality of this world and everything around us, which is a sort of tawhidi understanding of this world. So if whatever goes around us and the thing that we may have hope about in the world, they are all should be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And has to be sort of defined in the holistic worldview of us, a divine holistic understanding of the whole world, and this is, I think, what we need. So, and that's why, you know, for example, they call it the false hope sometimes.
Yeah.
That, for example, you put your hope and your into something. Yes. And hope for something, it doesn't happen, and you only get despaired and disappointed at
yes.
things. But if you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, and
yes.
you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in behind and with everything, actually,
yes.
you're not gonna get disappointed with not reaching what you had hoped
or what you have missed.
Yeah,
because all the things, as the ayahs of the Quran and the narration says, are a type of trust in our hands, which are one day going to be taken away, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
And these transient things, even the family members, just look at how many people are dying, the dear ones, okay? I mean, the parents, the children nowadays. But still, one thing is permanent, and that is hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Hope that the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present on the earth, and the hope that one day the last Savior will be present in the world and present to us a kind of justice system which is without any shortcoming. And this is the hope that all the people have. I think, Sheikh Sadiq, hope is the engine, that moves us around day by day, from the early morning that we wake up until the night. This hope is inside us. Hope to this, hope to that. Help being helped, or help this one, or help that one. Is it so? What's your comment on that?
Yeah, when we have a limited materialistic view, perspective on the world and on life, we say, okay, this is life, this time span between when I'm born and I'm going to die is life, the material world is life. And we know all the rules, we know the physics, we know the economics, we know everything, right? And these are my chances. Like, I have zero chances of being happy ever again. So we don't have any hope because of this limited way of looking at existence.
That's right.
But if we have that unknown element, the unseen world, if we have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that He is not bound by these rules, He's not bound by His creation, He can do anything. There's always a chance. Your chances are never zero.
That's right.
Right? There's no certainty. Okay. There's always that element of unknown in everything.
Yes.
We usually, when we hear hope, we think of someone who's drowning in problems and calamities.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a person who's wealthy and doesn't have any problems, you say, do you have hope? He says, what are you talking about? I'm living the life.
Yeah. The best life.
What's hope?
Yeah.
I don't need hope.
Yeah.
I'm living in heaven right now, right? But when someone has problems, we think of hope.
Oh.
Because we think they don't have any chances. But if you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by the rules of this world and your problems, and even if this world doesn't go well for you, you have infinity, eternity in front of you after you die.
Usually we are the people of belief in good times.
Yeah, yeah.
When we have a good time, we have a happy life. Okay, Allah is great, Allah is good. When you're losing someone, losing something, okay, what's happening to me? We are losing hope. May Allah help us, you know, but the case is that sometimes we lose hope in Allah.
Because we don't know Allah, right?
Yeah.
We think He's an old man who has created us 6,000 years ago.
Okay.
And He's not here right now. He doesn't have any power. He can't do anything. We don't understand that He's always with us. He's here right now. He's giving us existence right now. He's giving us the power to speak, the power to hear and listen. Right. He's giving us existence, breath,
we take heartbeat for granted,
every moment.
Yeah, we take for granted, you know, the blessings and the, we can say, the provisions, the bounties that are around us given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And how much do you think the hope in order for a savior to come can help the people around the world? I mean, because all the people inside, I think they have a type of hope that one day something big will happen, and the we can say oppressed people, the Mazlumin, the Mustazafin of the people, will be helped out. Okay, so this is the hope that this big generation army of the people, who are day by day becoming poorer, becoming more oppressed, have in the world. How much this type of hope is different from the types of hope you talked about, brother?
That's a very good question. I think there are two ways of looking at the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
One is, okay, we have problems. It's not going to be fixed. We can just wait for Him to come and fix everything. Right? We shouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's one type of looking at the Savior. And the other way of looking at it, the deeper way, is that, okay, if a savior is going to come and fix this world, it's not going to be in the next world. It's not going to be in Qiyamah. He's going to come and fix this world. In this world, we're going to have security. We're going to have justice. We're going to have everything. We're going to have less problems, right? If that is the case, so it's possible. We can move towards it, right? It's not impossible in this world. We shouldn't just wait for another world where justice could happen, right? Yeah, true justice, complete justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be manifest in the Day of Judgment. That's why it's called the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
But here, we can get close to it. So even the idea, not just coming reappearance of Imam Zaman, but just the idea that it is possible to have justice in this world.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to happen someday.
Okay.
Gives us hope to aspire for it right now and try to make it happen even as little as possible right now.
Or prepare the ground, pave the way. for the true hope that we come. Okay, what about you, Sheikh Qasim? What do you think? I mean, this hope in a savior, it has its own negative effects, I think, too. One of the negative effects is that, okay, one day, a big man, I mean, a great man will come and will implement justice in the world. So what are we going to do?
Here's
the final hope. And we become passive in our lives.
Yeah, that would be one of the side effects of, or probable side effects of living in the, you know, the ultimate savior of the world.
Yes.
But I think that this also has been warned upon by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam as well, that the awaiting or the intawar that we have to practice in the occultation of the Imam, it has to be a sort of active waiting and not a sort of passive one. So because we have this responsibility to prepare the ground and pave the way for him to come. Otherwise, he's not going to come. And this is what happened, so far.
That's right.
So I believe that we have to be aware of this, notion of active intawar, active waiting on Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, which is a sort of engagement in the process of preparing the way for his return, Imam's return. I want to take the opportunity here to make a very important point, which is so actually crucial for us to, when it comes to such notions, like the hope and those sessions that we had before, which is at-tafakkur, or pondering upon these things. It's very important, we've been talking about the other day about the educating ourselves, and we talked about the ways that we can educate ourselves. I think this is another ingredient lacking from our lives, that we don't think about these things, the very reason that we're gathered here to talk about these things is that we sort of, push and encourage our listeners and ourselves before them to think about these things, to ponder upon these things. This is unfortunately what is lacking in many of our lives. Why? Because we are so much preoccupied with our daily lives, and those worldly affairs of ours, that we don't have the time to think, or we don't feel to think about these things.
That's so right.
I just want to
even the radio show that we are doing now is a kind of preoccupation.
Yeah, and that's why, and that's why that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, and before that the Quran itself, emphasized on the importance of thinking at tafakkur, and we have these traditions that a person who think about his religion and the situation he's in is worthier than a person who just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70,000 years. Mm-hmm. A person ibadatu sa'atin. So just 1 hour of thinking and pondering about these very important things worth up, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the long time. So I think the result that we can get from these discussions, the most important one, that first of all, we have to think about these things.
Yes.
And we have to put aside the time and allocate the time for thinking about these things. And inshallah, we get to the best results.
Inshallah. And the hope for one final savior to come and help us with using our intellect and mind will be fruitful. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadiq, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. This is Viewpoints. You're listening to. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en. You can download for free our previous episodes of this program. Till another episode, God be with you. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have stay deep inside unknown. Amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The light.
Visitors and keepers of a zoo in the Peruvian capital, Lima, are thrilled over the birth of 8 baby penguins from the vulnerable Humboldt species. Zookeepers say the chicks were hatched in July and they're expecting 6 more additions later in October. Currently, the newborns spend their days resting in their nests and being fed by their parents. The Huachipa Zoo currently has 42 Humboldt penguins and is working on recovering the species population.
We have 8 2-month-old chicks and 6 eggs. In 42 days, those eggs will hatch and the chicks will come out. The important thing about Humboldt penguins is that we are recovering their population because they are in a vulnerable state. We are increasing their populations with the breeding we are doing in the zoo.
Researchers say a maximum of less than 10,000 Humboldt penguins are left in the wild, with their population size undergoing extreme fluctuations. The species face emerging threats from agricultural activities to their own vulnerability to predators. The Humboldt penguins are only found along the Pacific coast of Chile and Peru and are enlisted as threatened species by the International Union for Conservation of Nature.
A passionate Indian teacher has turned a road into a classroom and houses walls into blackboards to make up for the prolonged school shutdown caused by COVID-19. Deep Narayan Nayak is working with nearly 60 students in a small tribal village in the eastern state of West Bengal. He started to teach students, most of whom are first-generation learners, last year, when all local schools closed under lockdown restrictions. Nayak says that he was worried about his students' education since many of them did not have access to smartphones or internet connection. But thanks to his initiative, his students can learn everything from popular nursery rhymes to the importance of masks.
We are teaching children everything: how to maintain social distancing, how to wear a mask, what is the importance of masks and hand washing. The children came forward and participated in this initiative, and they are also educating others.
The parents and villagers are grateful to Nayak, saying that they are happy their children are no longer wasting their time loitering around in the village. Nayak is now popularly known as the teacher of the street among the villagers. Water scarcity is a significant and accelerating problem for people worldwide. A UK-based charity, WaterAid, has installed life-size ice sculptures in London to show the fragility of water and the threat posed by climate change.
Climate change is water change, so it means that droughts will get longer, which means that previous reliable sources of water just won't be there. It means that flooding, sometimes in the same country, becomes very severe, polluting water sources and destroying infrastructure. But it also means unpredictability. Water sources that people have relied on for generations, for farming as well as for their health and hygiene,